From WGCU News, I'm Amy Tardiff. This month's Versed in Florida is with poet Sydney Wade. She teaches English at the University of Florida. Her poems and translations of foreign language poems have appeared in a wide variety of journals, including Poetry, The New Yorker, Grand Street, and the Paris Review. Wade's sixth collection of poems, Straits and Narrows, was published in 2013. Her Turkish poetry translations will be published in October. Lately, she's only been writing poems about birds, including this one about burrowing owls. Thanks for joining us, Sydney Wade.
It's a pleasure to be here.
When did you start writing poetry?
I started late. I started at age 27. I could not read poetry until then. I was a voracious reader and would read as quickly as I could down the page to see what happened at the end. And that's not the way to read poetry. So
is that what you mean by I could not read poetry?
That's right. I was totally confused by it. But at 27, I slowed down and there it was. Every word is very important.
What changed in you?
Oh, I read a book. I read Willa Cather's Death Comes for the Archbishop. And I thought, irrationally, I thought, if I could produce something this good, by the end of my life, I'll die happy. So I took a creative writing class, a continuing ed, and I was determined to be the next Willa Cather. But I was very disappointed to find that the teacher of the course, which was labeled fiction and poetry, was a poet and didn't know a whole lot about fiction. So he was a very engaging teacher. And that's how I learned to read and write poetry at 27.
And when were you first published?
I think I was in my third year of graduate school. I guess I was about 32. It took me about 5 or 6 years.
Huh. Well, you certainly got your wish.
I did. I was very lucky.
And you're first going to read for us Burrowing Owl. You're now focusing on bird poems. Why birds?
4 years ago, I became a birder. I of course, always walked out on the prairie up here. We have Payne's Prairie, which is very beautiful, and just started really noticing the birds going on the walks with the Audubon Society people. And it's absolutely captivating. So since then, I've written only poems about birds. This first one is called Burrowing Owl.
Let's hear it.
Very odd, this little cloud in trousers, in the sandy fortress favored by prairie dog and gopher tortoise. On the mound at the mouth hole, he scouts around with sibylline yellow eyes and then, owl-wise, decides to clean house. He dives down, and soon great clouds of smudge come flying out, his home now clean as a bone. A diurnal owl, he's upside down and inside out, at ease, not in trees, but underground, where his mate broods on her 8 fragile moons in an immaculate burrow whose contours are lined with cow manure.
Now, we have quite a few burrowing owls here in southwest Florida, and you describe them perfectly.
Oh, I'm very jealous. We have to travel. We don't have any in Alachua County. We traveled from here to Gilchrist County, which is just west of us. And that particular type of ground and soil that they need is there. So that's where I was very lucky to be able to see these adorable owls.
Do you sit and observe something like the burrowing owl in order to write about them?
No. I go out with the Audubon people who are now my good friends, and just look at the birds. And then later, I don't know how I decided to write about the burrowing owl. I guess an image will stick in my mind. These are certainly very picturesque little things. And the fact that they are upside down, that they, you know, they're not in trees. And they're diurnal as well. Most owls are nocturnal. It was intriguing to me. I liked the tension and the upside downness of it. So that one captured my imagination.
Thank you so much.
Sure.
Poet Sydney Wade is an English professor at the University of Florida in Gainesville.